Welcome to KCBW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
115 years ago this week, the plaster model for the statue of the Angel Moroni that tops the Salt Lake LDS Temple was completed. Born in Springville to Mormon pioneer parents, the angel sculptor, Cyrus Dallin, had strong ties to Utah. But he never identified with Mormonism, perhaps because the LDS Church apparently excommunicated his father for supporting non-Mormon political candidates. Members of the Dallin family later converted to Presbyterianism, and young Cyrus attended a Presbyterian school. Dallin won his first art competition at a young age. Recognizing his talent, a couple of local men paid for his train fare to Boston, where he studied with the famous sculptor Truman Bartlett. After opening his own studio a few years later, Dallin saved up enough money to travel to the art capital of the world, Paris, where he continued his art instruction under two master sculptors. Over time, Dallin developed into a first-rate artist, winning a number of important commissions. One of his most famous, titled Appeal to the Great Spirit, sits in front of Boston's Museum of Fine Arts. A copy of his statue, Massasoit, stands outside the State Capitol building, and the Springville Museum of Art, which Dallin helped to found, owns several of his pieces. The sculpture of Brigham Young at the intersection of Main Street and South Temple in Salt Lake is also a Dallin. But because of its visibility and symbolic importance to members of the LDS Church, Dallin's most popular work is arguably the Moroni statue. As he grew older, Dallin traveled back and forth between his home in Arlington, Massachusetts and Utah. On his final trip west, he was quoted as saying that more than the awards and medals he'd won for his work, his greatest honor was that he'd been born in Utah. But he remained fiercely opposed to the faith claims of Mormonism. When he finally died in 1943 at the age of 82, a Unitarian minister presided at his funeral.
For KCPW's BeHype Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.